Well, let's see how things are going with our Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. Thanks for joining us.
We're glad to be with you. For earliest ever, our grandkids are up for Thanksgiving. Our four and 5 year old, and Connie and I put up a small Christmas tree, but a Christmas tree this early, and they sort of helped decorate until they lost interest, which was about 90 seconds into the process. But
right, well, there's that.
Yeah. Got pictures and all that, so what the heck, right?
Right. Well, there's that different age with the value, the delicacy of the ornament and the
child. Yeah, well, there's that. Though we didn't give them delicate ornaments.
Right.
Those would have been broken delicate ornaments.
Right. You give them the
paper
ones.
They would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, but they have fun with it, too. But it's great. Well, let's talk about some of the things. First of all, I want to know, are you everything patched up with Orrin Hatch, everything?
Yeah, it was
good?
Never personal for me. I mean, he said I grew up with the poor people, whatever that meant. I just talked about the bill and how it was a problem. It was a tax break for the middle class at the expense of the middle class. We know when you do bills like that, it's the middle class, the rich do really well, and the middle class shrinks. It's what happens. And he took it personally because I criticized his bill, and I never said a word to him personally negatively, even when I addressed him on that. And we get along fine. And you know, I've offered to help him work on the Children's Health Insurance Program, which he's supported for 20 years, but Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell in the Senate would rather play tax reform politics than pass a bill that for 200,000 Ohio children that's been around for 20 years.
How does that program work?
It works. It works well. It was founded by Senator Kennedy, and Senator Hatch worked on it 2 decades ago. Children of working parents who don't have insurance. You know, lots of people in Lorain, Leary, and Ridgeville, and Avon are making, you know, lots of people are making $20,000-$30,000 a year and can't afford insurance. And this guarantees insurance for their children. 209,000 in Ohio, including some very expensive special needs kids that might go to Rainbow or Akron Children's or whatever. And it's worked. It's bipartisan. It's never been contentious. It passed out of committee. Senator Portman and I both voted for it. And it's just sitting there. And the program expired September 30th. It's run out of money soon. And what's really troubling is that parents in Ridgeville and O'Leary and Vermilion and Lorain and Sheffield will get a letter at some point in the next 60 days from the state saying, sorry, your children's insurance has run out and expired. And when a bunch of members of Congress who have insurance paid by taxpayers let that happen, it's just damn near criminal.
What can you tell us about this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which has popped up into the news in the last week or so?
The Bureau, since its existence a half a decade ago, has saved about $12 billion in penalties that companies who have cheated service members or veterans or workers or families or consumers generally, $12 billion they've paid out to them. The sitting director has resigned. He's from Ohio, coming back to the state, and the new person put in by the president is a Wall Street lackey. So the White House already looks more like an executive retreat for Goldman Sachs, Wall Street executives than it should. And now they've put a Wall Street guy into the Consumer Bureau. So, for the Consumer Bureau, you want a cop on the beat that's going to stand up to Wall Street, not be the Wall Street guy there. And it's just really troubling the president put him in there.
I just wanted to ask you some sort of cipher questions because your wife is involved with a lot of commentary of things. The issues that have been coming up with all the sexual harassment that comes up, what kind of talk do you have around the dinner table related to this and how this is sort of affecting the culture and climate in the United States?
Well, we talk about it as many in the country are talking about it. As less is she a columnist and I an elected official, it's just what it means to families. We have 3 daughters. We have now 6 grandchildren, 3 girls, 3 boys, we're all troubled by this. And I think that one of the things we talked about is people in less visible jobs, women working in workplaces where neither they nor their boss has any access to go on WEOL or any access to go on Channel 5 in Cleveland and talk about it. The kinds of how they can be victims, and they just simply have no voice to push back. But this is good news in the sense that women are now feeling like they was giving, when women are showing great courage that have spoken up and against very powerful people, and it and had to be very difficult, particularly for those first women at any workplace to do that.
It almost seems as if it's a residual effect from like that, you know, Million Women's March, that type of thing that happened earlier this year. Where
I think it's a response to the president, frankly. I mean, Connie and I talked about that last night. I mean, when the president, acknowledged that that was his voice in the tape, now he says it isn't, but we all know it was when he can grab women. The way he said that, and then 12 or 13 women came out and said that he sexually harassed them in varying ways and degrees and methods, whatever. And then he gets elected. I think that made a lot of women think, you know, I'm going to speak up now. When the president of the United States does this and gets away with it, most of the country believes he did it, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that he won the election after acknowledging in part doing some of that, threatening to sue those women, that of course never did because he doesn't want them to tell their stories. And I think people realize it's a different time when a man with that character, and I know plenty of, most Republican senators are saying what I do. They say it privately. They know him pretty well. They see what he's like, and they worry about his character as president of the United States. And I think that's why so many women have stepped up in many ways.
Senator Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks.
Thanks
for the last question.
Sure,
thank
no
you.
Problem.